Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome back, friends, to another business episode. We're going to talk about your money goals in a non-scary way. So come on in, get your notebook, your pen, listen to what is for you, leave the rest, and let's get into our five messages about how to hit your money goals this year. Message number one, do not be afraid. My sense is that you have been burned in the past, so it's a little scary to even think about money goals. It seems like there's been years that you have been hazed, you know, like you try to do money goals and every year it's like, nope, not this year. Nope, not this year. So it almost looks like you've let go of this idea of even having money goals and you're just kind of like, you know, whatever comes forward, it comes forward. But I would say that this is a year where we get much, much closer, if not actually hit it on the mark. And that is because you have expanded your capacity. So believe it or not, you have come to a place where you've grounded this idea of money and like kind of who you need to be able to hold that kind of money. And it really feels like it's a maturity, a responsibility. It's not necessarily like more work, which I think is one of the things that was holding you back before. Like you were kind of thinking, yeah, I want to make this amount of money, but I don't want to work harder. And there was this belief that like deep down inside, I do believe that I have to work harder to get this kind of money. So there was a lot of self-sabotage. But now it seems like you're in a place that you understand that it is not so much about working harder, but actually expanding your capacity to be able to receive more. And in this case, getting to this number of money that you want, the expansion in capacity is really from a place of being able to be responsible for the people that you support. And that feels like responsible for help, like people that are actually supporting you and helping you, responsibility towards the people that expect something from you, maybe from customers. And there's just this real groundedness in this new goal. So don't be afraid, bring it back. A goal is going to be supportive this year. Message number two, one of the main ways you hit your money goal this year is by communicating value. Typically, when I see communication, especially when it comes to business, I am definitely thinking about content and I'm thinking about like socials and the way that you're like blasting out your information. But this value felt very different to me. This felt like I am really in a place of service and I'm willing to like just get down into the nitty gritty. Like almost, you know, when a kid is young and you're trying to communicate to them, so you get down on your knees to get at their level, like you crouch down and you start giving them value from that place. So this feels like you become very customer centric. That is a big part of what brings you to your goal this year, like where you just truly focus on nothing else but communicating to the customer and talking to the customer and bringing service. I don't feel like this is all social. On the contrary, I really do see you kind of maybe even going outside of that way of communicating. And I see a lot of one-on-one conversations. I see small groups. I see like talking to one friend, then talking to the next friend, but a lot of conversations and not so much about kind of what you offer, or what you can do, or that you're pitching yourself. It just makes me feel like you are valuable in these conversations with people. And the person is receiving value right away. And it does really make me feel like you're getting the feedback, like you're actually talking to the person, not like maybe blasting a conversation out via a podcast or not that those things are like not necessary this year, but I do see these conversations where you're like, where people are like, wow, that was so valuable. And this kind of, I don't know, brings you back like tenfold, like 10x, what I feel like here. So maybe you are a coach and you don't typically do like discovery calls or intro calls. Like I would consider maybe bringing some of that back. Maybe you haven't networked in a while or done like small events. I would definitely introduce that. And just even focusing on the value that you're bringing your customer. So let's say you're selling a product, I would maybe get on a call with the person that buys the product and explain it to them a little bit more. Maybe later, like obviously making those into videos, but you can start off with like, if the company is little and like people are still testing the product, maybe even like getting on the phone with people that buy the product, or at least offering that as an offer after people buy the thing that they're buying from you. Within this message too, I was feeling like to not be disappointed by social numbers, because this feels much more underground, like kind of like an underground movement, which I thought was kind of cool and kind of artsy. Like it reminded me of like when artists used to meet up in a pub and like they were making all this great work, but like nobody knew that they were making it. Or I don't know, even like in Jesus's time where like they were gathering in places that like nobody knew where they were gathering. So there's something really cool about this underground movement. It's just like maybe not the year to... Not that you shouldn't focus on socials or like, you know, mass media, but like, it's just not the year to get disappointed by them. Like, it's not the year to feel like, oh, if I'm not growing here, then this is not working for me. Like that is not going to be super supportive. You want to focus more on momentum. Like, do I feel a momentum? Like, is there movement? Is there like a lack of stuckness? Like maybe I've been in stuckness. So like really focusing on flow and movement and momentum wherever you can get it. And that is like, that's what you want to look for, rather than feeling like your voice is not getting out to the masses.
Friends, I am so, so excited to let you know that I am doing a 1-day business immersive in Miami on March 15th in person. And I would love for you to be there. I don't know about you, but like March is usually the month that like I cannot handle the cold anymore. So you'll always find me in Florida. So I was like, I'm going to be there anyways. Let's get people together. I haven't done an in-person event teaching, being with you guys, and I do not know how long. And I'm just so excited to go back to my roots. So I'd love for you to meet me there. This is really about, I really want to teach you how to look into the future of your business, how to understand what the next steps are for you, how to come up with your own blueprint, with your own strategy, and really put aside all the other things that people are telling you what to do, but instead really looking at what is next for you. We have a bunch of different exercises. It's really going to be an immersive, fun, interactive day, small group, 20 people in downtown Miami, all day, 10 to 4. And yeah, I would love to see you there. So you can be at any level in your business. You can be more advanced like myself, or you can be just starting out, but it is for my entrepreneurs. I cannot wait to see you there. The link below is in the show notes. And if you have any questions about it, feel free to DM me on Instagram, send me a message. I'll definitely talk it out with you. I am sending you so much love and I can't wait to see you.
Message number 3, this money comes again from being very customer-centric, customer-focused. I was seeing like referrals, affiliates, discounts to the most amazing customers that you have. Like it's already like within the people that you know. It's like multiplying. It's kind of like we have these like little, not ponds, but what are they like? I don't know. We're like, there's a bunch of water on my property and I'll go one day and there's like 5 tadpoles, and then I'll come a few days later and there's like 25. Like they're just like multiplying within there, but like within their own community. So that was a vision I was getting, that like the people you have right now can actually help you multiply what you're trying to grow. So it is a little bit of like, you know, can I offer you a discount for your friend? Or like maybe you're having an event and it's like buy one ticket, get one free, like bring in new people. I just bought lift tickets to Colorado. We're going to Breckenridge this week. And thank God I was actually rewarded for being a procrastinator. Yep, it happened, guys. I'd been procrastinating buying these lift tickets because I had paid for everything else for the trip. And the trip it's an expensive trip, and the gear and the flights and the this and that. And I was putting off the lift tickets because they're like literally like more expensive than our flights, you know? And I was like, well, I'll get them. I'll get them soon. I'll bite the bullet. And then my friend reaches out to me and she's like, hey, I have 50% off lift tickets because we're going with other families. She's like, I thought maybe you would want them. I was like, oh my God, I've been rewarded for being a procrastinator. So, but again,
Not that I needed the discount because we were going to buy them anyways, but the company that she gets her season passes from for snowboarding was rewarding her for giving her 50% off for her friends and family. And like, of course, I took advantage of that. And we actually invited somebody else that we wouldn't have invited if we didn't get that 50% off. So, you know, like it's adding. So that's where I feel like this is coming. It's referrals, affiliates, talking to the people that you already have, investing in your customer support. Man, this really grew my business in a big way. I did this completely intuitively and like by accident, but in the beginning of my business, I knew that I was not like the best at following up because I'm more like I move a little bit faster and I'm like on to the next person. I'm not so good at like responding to everybody and like getting back to people, but I want them to know that I care and that like I love them and that like I'm supporting them on their journey. So I invested in customer support help like really early on in my business. And I really feel like it made a difference, especially during those times where like I wasn't that great yet, you know, like I wasn't super good at my job yet. I wasn't as talented as I would say I am now. So people were not as forgiving and, or not that they weren't forgiving, but like, you know, I feel like I got an extra push because of that customer support. So this message made me feel like if you do not have that in place, to definitely invest and focus on your customer support. So that might mean like, what does the email look after they purchase? Do they get a phone call? Like, looking at other companies that you feel like have amazing customer service, what are they doing? How can you bring that into your business? And it's really just not that hard. Like customer service, if you are doing it alone, it is hard, but it's such an easy task for an admin type person. You know, like it's very structured and they're just like things that they need to do. For example, we, you know, do a follow-up email after every reading. We give the recording and my assistant just like has it on dial. You know, she's just like, yeah, every day after Nikki does her readings, I send out these recordings and it's just a simple task that she's doing, but it does mean a lot to the person. Plus the person has like a point of contact. Like they know if something's up that they can just reach out to my support team. They might not be able to talk to me, but there's an extension of me. So this feels like a really good investment. It's like a simple thing that is in your control. You know, there's so many things in the business sometimes that are not in our control that we kind of rely on luck or, you know, you rely on like good PR. This feels like this is really going to move the needle in a way that is so attainable and like so there for you. So figuring out what kind of customer support you love and then what you would like to offer, because that's where this comes from. If there's a way to bring in a referral program, an affiliate program, a discount program, those are going to be really great and they just multiply. Like that's why this strategy is important for that money, because they multiply the people that are already there and that even like multiplies a word of mouth. It's reproduction. That's just the way that I see it. It's really exciting. So take that for whatever it's worth. Message number four, and I think this is maybe where you dropped off with your old money goals before. What's interesting about this year, I think we typically think, okay, if I have a money goal of, you know, $100,000, then every month I should be making, what is that, like $8,000, I guess, a month. And if I don't hit $8,000, then like I'm not going to hit my goal. And then I get discouraged and, you know, I start to go, you know, spiraling downward as opposed to going upward. And what's interesting is that there's a difference between having a money goal and hitting consistent months, right? Because a money goal, you can still hit it by having very inconsistent months. And I know that we don't love inconsistent months, that we want consistent months because we want to have consistent paychecks and all that kind of stuff. But this is interesting because I feel like almost like part of why it didn't work in the past was because you would get discouraged by those inconsistent months. And a lot of the inconsistent months had to do with like the energy you would bring to the table. And it's natural that you bring higher energy in the summer and maybe less energy in the winter. And then therefore it like, it affects your business. But when you're like obsessed with consistency in your income, you like lose the potential for like massive months that can then taper out like the rest of the year, if that makes sense. So The message here is like to not be discouraged by inconsistent months. My sense is that you're going to put some momentum or some like fuel and some fire over the next 4 months, and we may see you make your entire goal at the end of the year, like closer to like the last 5 to 3 months of the year. So hold out for that. You know, like just because you haven't hit a money goal monthly doesn't mean you're not going to hit a money goal for the year. Does that make sense? And to get comfortable with that. And I think like when you are okay with some big months and some low months, then you just budget yourself, you know, you just know like, okay, you know, some months I might make more than others, but like, this is like the kind of money that I need every month. And there, it could almost even be like an accounting issue or even like a bookkeeping issue rather than a, consistency issue. Does that make sense? So do not be discouraged. Be open to the months being a little different, but also just like leveling themselves out. Put some momentum, put some fuel, puts like some like what is it, like muscle grease behind it or something. It feels like pour into it so that it gives off the last few months of the year. Also, I would say that if you resonated with what I said earlier, that you were like, that your energy affects what your months look like. Like sometimes we cannot be consistent every month with the marketing or with like the energy that we pour into the business because we are humans and we have seasons, and you're just not going to show up the same every month, especially if you're a water sign like me. And that will affect obviously like what the consistency looks like in the business. So that feels like another like layer. It doesn't seem like as important. It does feel like it's like phase two or like a kind of a 2.0 solution, but it does have to do with your structures, like what structures are put into place that can bring you revenue regularly, even if like your energy is not there that month. So I don't have the answer to what that is, but it does make me feel like there is a way, like there is these structures that could be at play and could be working without you being there. So like if you do take off the summers because you're with your kids, your business is not affected in November because like there was no energy put behind it. So it really is about like kind of taking yourself out and like letting those structures take place. But again, that feels like a second solution. The first solution is to not get discouraged by inconsistent months and to know that you can have a killer month that pays for the next 3 or 4 months. And lastly, your money goals come from two extremes. It's bringing back super vintage ways, like old things that either old things you used to do in your business, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, or old ways things were done in your industry. So I'm thinking like if I'm a media company, to me, a vintage way might be bringing a magazine, bringing a physical newsletter, right? So there's going to be this extreme of like bringing back the old and doing the new. You can't do anything in the middle. So to me, it's like those things that I regularly did or like I've been doing for many years and I keep doing them, like those, it's okay to do them. They're just not going to give you the attention and like the oomph that the business needs to feel fresh and new and exciting, because a lot of this money goal comes from an excitement about you and about what you're doing. There is definitely like an attractiveness that comes, and some of that attractiveness is from being risky, and it feels like it's an extreme. It's like either very futuristic or very vintage. I actually feel like it's a mix of two, like you kind of like mix the old with the new, but you can't do anything in the middle. You can, but I wouldn't do just the stuff in the middle because like that's not really what's going to work. And of course, this is not about working, but it's about like just dressing up what you already do and what you already do well, but dressing it up in a way that feels different and it feels fun. Like it still has to, you know, there's a difference between me being like, hey guys, come over for dinner. Instead, I might say like, come over for dinner because we are going to be making sexy bras. I don't even know how you would do that, but like whatever, you know, like Obviously, people have been gathering over food forever and ever. We will always have to gather over food. Like, that's not going to change. Humans always need to eat. But maybe I'm going to add some spin to it that makes it feel new and different, because, like, you've never made a sexy bra before. Me neither. That was the weirdest example ever. But that's the vibe. So it has to be attractive, and you're going to naturally do this, but that money goal comes from honestly feeling fun and packaging something that you're already doing that, like, everybody does. Like, it's not about, like, changing what you do or being different. It's about packaging it in a way that feels fun. And I feel like there's a good metaphor here. Let me just think about it for a second. You know, like, I'm sure there's people out there, like, my mom's age, and, like, going online and realizing that we are packaging menopause in, like, such a different way, or, like, perimenopause. It's like, that shit's been going on forever, right? And, like, now it's this, like, repackaging of it. It's like, wow, like, take control of your life, or, like, the I don't care movement, and, like, this freedom that women have in this time that has been going around forever. And it was also a time that everybody was, like, not looking forward to and not liking, and somehow it's being repackaged in a way that I'm like, okay, I'm not too scared of it. Like, it's going to be okay. And it might even be this, like, moment where I'm freed and I get to be more of myself, right? So you don't change the fact that, like, we're still talking about this thing and we still have to deal with this thing. So I really don't feel like it's changing you or what you do, but it's packaging it so that it feels fun. And it could, the packaging also does not need to be new. The packaging seems like it may be something you pull that is vintage, like from your vintage collection. Like, you used to do it like this and it actually was fun and it got boring and then now it's fun again, right? It's like that fashion coming back in. Or something futuristic, which, of course, in a funny way, futuristic is, in a weird way, like a borrowing from the past. So it feels like a loop to me here. It's, like, hard to tell. But you're either going to be, like, on the cusp of something, or you're going to bring something back. And that is what's going to be fun. So packaging it that way, making it fun. And I think that's the extra effort that, you know, obviously you're going to have to put some effort or some new energy behind it to, like, hit this goal, but it's not really in, like, making you better or, like, making you more worthy or making you more deserving of this thing. It's just about being like, you know, what I do is great. Like, I know what I'm doing, but I'm going to package it in a way that feels different and fun and new for people so that they come into the work. It's like, we got to give these people broccoli, but they're so bored of just, you know, boiled broccoli. So, like, let's make it into a puree and let's make it fun and let's add these other things. And they're still eating their broccoli. So you're not the issue. It's just the, like, the packaging has to be a little bit more attractive. All right, friends, those were our messages for the week. Hope they were supportive. I'm sending you a ton of love and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.